Living Emunah, number 21, Hashem thinks about your problem more than you do. We all know that Hashem exerts complete control over the world, but there are times when we feel inclined to despair. Parents yearn for a husband for their daughter, and for years she doesn't find the right young man despite all her and their efforts and prayers. They might naturally begin to wonder, is Hashem listening? Doesn't he know that a daughter needs to get married? Is he thinking about this problem? A person is experiencing financial hardships and is unable to pay his bills. He starts thinking, is Hashem taking care of this for me? He has so many things to deal with. Is he paying attention to me and my crisis? The doctors tell a patient that the treatment has not been successful, and he starts to wonder, maybe Hashem is simply too busy to worry about my condition and to pay attention to my heartfelt prayers. The answer to these questions is that Hashem not only thinks about and pays attention to our problems and concerns, but thinks about them even more than we do. Regardless of what we're going through, we still go to bed each night, and as we sleep, our minds are turned off and not focused on the crisis at hand. Regarding Hashem, by contrast, it says in Tehillim, Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shamei Yisrael. Behold, the guardian of Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers. He is always thinking about us at each and every moment, even when we are not. When one begins to fall into despair, when he sees that his prayers do not seem to be working and begins to have doubts, this is precisely the moment when he should feel great encouragement and hope. It is specifically then, when a person begins to feel despair, that is the most auspicious time for Yeshua, salvation. Chana, the sages teach us, was childless for 19 years. Her pain was intolerable, and she prayed, weeping bitter tears for 19 years. And even her own husband, Elkanah, despaired, telling her not to worry because he's better than 10 children. And it was then, at the height of despair, when everyone around her urged her to give up, that Chana prayed with hope and faith. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that Chana prayed a beautiful prayer, speaking to Hashem with such confidence that she even specified the kind of child she wanted. Rav Dimi explains, not too smart, but not too foolish, not too tall and not too short. And when Hashem saw her genuine faith and trust in his providence, he blessed her with a child who became one of the greatest prophets of all time, Shmuel HaNavi. In the merit of her bolstering her emunah, just when she felt naturally inclined to despair, her prayers were answered and she was blessed with a child. David HaMelech, King David, exhorts us in Tehillim, Kavei El Hashem, Chazak V'yemeitz Lebecha V'kavei El Hashem. Hope to Hashem, strengthen and fortify your heart, and hope to Hashem. We are bidden to hope to Hashem, to place our trust and faith in Him. When it seems like He is not listening, we are driven to despair, that is the time to strengthen and fortify our heart, to reinforce our emunah and trust that He is there and listening to our every prayer.